Blog Talk Radio.
So wonderful, my eye you are, so wonderful, almighty eye, so wonderful, my eye you are, so wonderful,
closer to the end, getting closer to the second coming. The blood of the king,
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 the blood of the king. Wish I could've walked with them, wish I could've talked with them. They did them awful, but it was lawful. Curse is the man I ain't give on a tree. He was made a curse for you and me. The blood of the king,
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 the blood of the king. Get your life together, I'ma see y'all coming back, y'all. Detaching from the things of the world, ain't looking back, y'all. Descendants of his bloodline, the reason they attack, y'all. Come back to the covenant, the truth, and that's a fact, y'all. They put them thorns up on his head, gave him a roll. Cause y'all high priest, they ain't even know. They wrote the king of the Jews on his stone. Give all praise to the ancient of old. coming back out, you can't see these prophecies. And every man will get rewarded for their deed. He gave his life, he gave his blood for you and me. So bow down to your king. Messiah coming back with healing in his wings. He went to hell, he still prevailed, he took the keys. We don't deserve to be alive, so it's your need. Bow down to the blood of the king.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, family. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again. Rabbi, Todah Rabbah, Todah Rabbah, Todah Rabbah, Todah Rabbah, Shabbat Allen, Rabbi, Todah Rabbah, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Excuse me, family, once again, just going through some stuff with Rabbi and Brother Shabbat Bote Alman Todah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All praises and glory and honor to Abba Yah for always straightening out, always keeping things in decency and in order. Amen. But I'm your brother Ariel here once again with Kol Elohim, bringing you Ibrit culture by the way of Beth Yahweh Congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland. Bringing you one more, another week of installment, 6 weeks of installment of what Abba Yah has given to me and what he wants us to talk about for these next 6 weeks. The name of it will be The Father's Love. Fathers, love your children. Love your father. In actuality, it would seem like we'd be picking up from where Brother Shabbat Al left off last night, talking about the Kohanim. At least that's where I thought, and I know throughout this 6 weeks, we will be talking about that. The fathers loving the children and the children loving the fathers. And I sat down, had it for at least a month in my mind. I remember telling the brothers at one of the classes, the elders class, that that's what Abba Yah gave me and set me down many a times, and which I never do. I never write things down. I just hold it in my mind and prayfully Abba bring it back. And he does. Because it ain't me talking to y'all. It ain't my will. It ain't what I want. It's not what I that I have any thoughts and any will. So I look, as all the rest of my Moray brothers, towards Abba to give me what he wants to tell his people, starting with me, because most, 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, as you heard the rest of the Morays, that the lesson starts with the Moray first, then it goes out. It starts with us first, and then it goes out. And tonight it will be proof of that. It will be proof of that. But haven't done this in a while, so let me open up with a prayer before I get to rambling and the priestly, I mean, and the benediction and talking about my week's experience. Had a good week of experiences this week. Some interesting things, to say the least. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God, once again, for allowing us to come to the Shabbat door, Father, as we wait for the door to be opened, Father, and as we come in and dine with you, Abba Yah. Father, we know that you have your table set and ready, with all your Marines that have to teach today, Father. You're preparing the meals, Father. You're giving them what you want us to feed the family, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for attending to our prayers, Father. We thank you for giving us your ear, Father, when we go through our ups and downs, Father. We thank you for giving us your covering, Father, when we step to the left and to the right, Father. We thank you for your chastisement, Father. So as a loving Father, you says that a Father who loves his kids, he would chastise him, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, for the life experiences that we go through. We thank you for trials and the tribulations, Father, because as we go through these things, we are learning that we are being blessed at the same time. And everything works for the good of you, Abba Yah. Whatever we go through, you're bringing us closer to you, Father. You're bringing us closer to your bosom, Father. You're allowing us our relationship to get better with you, Father. And each and every person in Beth Yahweh, each and every person in the nation of Israel has a personal relationship with you, Father. We thank you, Father, for being available for all of us at all times, Father Yah. Father Yah, I ask and pray for those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, Father, that you teach them what they are going through, whatever is physical, spiritual, mentally thing, Father, that they understand that you are still on the throne. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a fast, holy Shabbat as a heritage. In remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again. Just a little, my mind a little off now, family. It's going to get back on track. But Abba, grace and mercy be upon me once again, as what was said a little earlier. Abba, grace and mercy. Toda Aki, Toda, Toda. Even my brother Maria told me earlier, and he was like, no. But he was right as well. I have to give my brother his props as well. Everything is about perspective, you know. Everything is about perspective. How do you see life? What is your purpose in this life? You know, had two things that happened to me yesterday from two different perspectives, but in the same boat, and they both looked at it in two different ways. And yesterday, standing outside, you know, I call it my Abraham duty, standing out there, see who I can help, you know, and that's what I do, be out front. We be seeing who we can help that comes in the hospital who need help. And the lady that I've been seeing for at least 7-8 months now, she was coming to cancer center for 7 months. And she'd get a chance, we'd sit and we'd talk, and she even talk about the word, you know, and we listen. But yesterday, our sister was rolling, an older lady. She was rolling in the wheelchair. And by the time she got to me, she raised her hand out to me, and I grabbed her hand, and she hugged me. She said, my days are numbered. They gave me a time. They gave me how much longer I have to live. And she was shook. I mean, who wouldn't be shook if somebody just gave you 6 weeks to live? You know, that the cancer had spread it and the chemo wasn't helping, and it just, somebody gave you 6 weeks to live. How many of us wouldn't be shook by that news? You know, and I was kind of the best of my knowledge and the best things that I could do, I always pray in silence that Abba Yah have you. God has you. God has you. No matter what man says, God has the last word. He has the last word. I mean, that, even at that time, I don't know if the words was comforting to her or not, but I don't even know if she heard them. But she was visibly shook. And this lady normally talked, but she had nothing to say. He just stood there and held me. And I held her back, and I was like, wow. And I just, what do you say in those things? They obviously got to pray and ask Abba for wisdom to speak some type of life into that person, you know, some type of life. But on the flip side, elderly gentleman that come in, Vietnam vet, I've seen him for the last week coming in. Every time he come in, hey, you mind taking me down to oncology? And I roll him down oncology. And by the time he come back, I'm still up there. I roll him to his buddy, one of his army buddies, old vet, to come pick him up. And today, you know, yesterday he came up. He said, they put me on hospice. Yep. My days are numbered. They put me on hospice. And when he said that, the phone, somebody trying to call in some fool. Don't know if you did. I said, huh? He said, yeah, I'm ready. I live my life. I'm ready. I'm tired. I'm ready. But it was the total opposite of what the woman, how she, I mean, not saying it's not a male or female thing, is he was ready. He lived his life in his mind. He lived his life. The cancer, I guess, the chemo wasn't working again. And, hey, I'm all right. I'm all right with dying. I'm okay with that. That's what he was saying. Funny, because both of them happened in the same day, the exact same day. Nothing happened for any day. You know, and what it showed was perspective. One was reluctant and scared to meet death, and one was, hey, I live my life. I pray I can go out like that. I pray I can have the strength and that I did what I supposed to do in this world. I lived my best ability with Abba Yah, with what he gave me, and I'll be able to say, I live my life. And as we've been reading lately in the 12 patriarchs, the part that skips our mind is these brothers on their deathbed, and one wasn't even on his deathbed, that he was in good health, that the scripture says, but Abba Yah told him, your time is up. And they was all well with it. You know, they was all okay with coming to the end of this journey in this physical realm. I believe they all understood that. As Brother Joseph said, those the canker worms may eat this flesh. I will see Yahweh again. In my flesh I shall see him. And that got to be our perspective, knowing that we putting our best foot forward to serve Yahweh, knowing that we doing what we supposed to do here, right? That we not carrying grudges, that we are not allowing these unclean spirits and any other thing that bother us in life to take our crown away from us, to take our crown away from us. And I love Abba for how he gives us these little lessons within our life experiences. It was no coincidence that I had got to know these two people in this short period of time, and how they let me know just because I was a kind ear and rolling them, and they thought that I did something great and wonderful for them. But for me, I'm just rolling. I'm just getting you where you need to go and being cordial and kind to you in your time of need. What we all should be doing, being light in this world. We light. We chosen to be a light to this world, especially if you're working in these type of facilities or wherever you at, wherever you go. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to come across and who needs just a little bit of Torah, just a little bit of Yahushua. And that's what we are. We're walking, talking Torah. That's what we are. That's what we become, Yahushua to this world. each and every one that took that dip. It does not matter your gender. It doesn't matter your status. Each and every one who took a dip took an oath to say, when I rise up out that water, that I will become Yahushua on this earth. Regardless of your status, regardless if you're the last to come in or you're the first to come in. Because it's one body. As we learned through the word, that the ear cannot tell the eye you're not needed. The nose cannot tell the fingernail that you are not needed. No matter how insignificant that we believe a part of our body is, we are all needed. Why the body and is beautifully and wonderfully made, as the scripture says in Psalms 139. Beautifully and wonderfully made. I know we as human beings, we want to alter it, and we want to add to it, and we want to take away from it. We want to do everything but what Abba Yah made us. Everything but what he made us is beautiful and wonderfully made. That's what David came to understand, our forefather David come to understand. Father, I cannot use my imagination to tell you how wonderfully that I made the intricate parts, that everything that's working in harmony. I can't begin to tell you, Father, all I can think that you have made me beautifully and wonderfully. That's all I can say. There's nothing else. There's human beings who abuse what Abba Yah has made. Abuse it. It ain't but in these last couple of thousands of years, in these probably just a thousand, that we come to understand that this is the temple of Yah. This flawed thing that we look at when we brushing our teeth and washing our face is the temple of Yah. This thing right here that we don't keep at the forefront of our minds, that we are walking, talking temples of the Most High. And it's been there in our face for the longest time. We just talked about the baptism. Paul said, it is not I, but it's you. So if we are walking, talking, housing the Mashiach, Yahushua HaMashiach, we are his temple. And he's trying to fulfill that temple as when our forefather Aaron had to go inside the holies of holies. Just to give us an idea, a picture of what it's talking about. When he went in the Holy's Holy, and it says the glory of Yah filled it. Then we become that Holy's of Holies, and the glory of Yah is trying to fill us. But we human beings. And sometimes we hinder the glory of Yah to fulfill it with our perspective. With how we think things should be, how we think people should react, how we think that our opinion means a lot with our own perspective. We got two. One welcomed death and one afraid. One was so afraid that her life was ending. And I'm not sitting here saying that I wouldn't have been in the same boat. I went down there, and I'm in chemo, and they telling me I got 6 weeks. Isn't that something, though, for those who hear? Isn't that something? For those who hear, 6 weeks. Those who got an ear to hear, just take off the weeks and just hear the six. 6,000, 6 days shall you live and do all thy work. But the seventh day is mine. That means the Shabbat is coming. 6,000 years, Abba Yah gave man to kill off himself so the glory can fill that temple. So when Yahushua cracked the sky, it will be easy to transcend into those immortal bodies. Amen. Amen. But let me get into this word as Abba Yah has given me. And forgive me, because I thought I was going a different route tonight. I thought I was going to be getting into who the fathers is and who the children is, and I was going to do what I normally do, read my mantra, go to Malachi 4:6, and that's going to be the opening scripture for these next 6 weeks. And oh yeah, the subtitle to this is My Messenger. My Messenger. That's the subtitle. And I that's where I thought I was going, right? And we will be reading out of the scripture tonight, that TS 2009. Well, let's go to Malachi 4:6 and read that, because this will be our mantra from here on out. And he shall, matter of fact, I'm gonna start at the which I don't really have to, but I am. I'm going to start at the beginning thought, and that is Malachi 4:4. And he says, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, which I command him in Horeb, for all Israel, laws and right ruling. See, I am sending you Eliyah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children's hearts to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with utter destruction. And that last, when you look that up, is like, before I come, because I'm coming to destroy the earth with utter destruction, but before I come, Eliyahu going to do a work. Work that he's going to do, he's going to turn the heart of the father to the children, and the children's heart to the father. But Abba had me to title this way, fathers, love your children. Children, love your fathers. Because that's a work that's going to be done in these last days, as well as everything else. Multiple days, he can multitask, right? We all do know that Abba Yah can multitask. He can do several things at one time. Several. Is there anything too hard for him? So as I was sitting and I got that out the way, and I'm like, okay, Abba, I'm ready to get into who are the fathers and who are the children. And he was like, yeah, people know that, who the fathers is. The fathers are the priests of Israel, those who are put in offices to take care of the people. And the children are those who took on that covenant at Mount Horeb. Sons and daughters of Israel, who are supposed to in turn love the father. We're not going to get too far into that, because we got 6 weeks to journey. We got 6 weeks to journey. One of them journeys will be about my father's business. He gives it to me, and I just don't write nothing down, family. Thank Yahweh that he always give it back. And I got some good stuff talking to my brother Yahweh yesterday, and I was like, dang, I wish I would have recorded that, because that brother was dropping some wisdom on me. And I was laughing. I was like, wow, I needed to record this, but I get it out of him again. I talk to him next week, and all my brothers will be talking at work. I get gems from them, and especially if I go to class and get gems listening to Abba Yah speak to my brothers. I love it. Last night, Shabbat was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful lesson, brother Shabbat brought out last night. Heard Yahweh speaking through the brother last night. Brother was calm. Brother the word was lining up, line upon line, precept upon precept. He just laid it down plainly. Got a chance. I forgot to listen to it. I was putting the lesson together last night. And I thought, oh, I can listen to it at work. Walk around with a phone in my pocket and the ear piece in my ear. Nobody know if I'm listening to it or not. Not unless I'm telling. Awesome lesson. Oh, prayerfully everybody can go back and listen to that. But obviously read the whole book of Malachi. The whole book of Malachi going to tell you this verse right here. Father, love the children. Children, love the father. So we're going to go through the whole book of Malachi. It's been read before, but we're going to read it again. And trust me, as I said, all lessons start with the Moreh, and then it goes out. I may stop, I may not. But I'm going to just read it and Shema Yisrael, because it's going to touch everything that we're going to go through within these 6 weeks. The message, word of Yahweh, Yisrael, by my messenger. Remember that title right there, the subtitle to this, my messenger. Abba, he's given us a message first and foremost, which he does every week. Do we take these things as messages or like the Christian world? Oh, that was a good service. Do it become a message to us? Something to apply to our life. Regardless if I speak for 2 hours, thing that Abba Yah wanted you to hone in on. And said, this is where I need you to fit. This right here within that lesson, I need you to get right within your life. Every lesson is like that. Every lesson is personal to the hearer. Every lesson to whoever listening, you a child of Yahweh, is a personal lesson. You, first and foremost, remember what we talked about, the glass house. You can't look in nowhere else. Everywhere you look, you see yourself. If you look sideways, downwards, upwards, backwards, forwards, no matter where you look at, in a glass house, one of those mirror houses that you've been in, haven't been in, you saw one. And everywhere that person looks, he is themselves. That's what the word of Yahweh is for us. That mirror. You say, I got some crumbs over here on my mouth. Let me wipe some crumbs out. Oh, I got a Jolly Green Giant hanging out my nose. Let me get that Jolly Green Giant out. It's something to help us fix ourselves. I have loved you, said Yahweh, but you ask, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Yaakov's brother, says Yahweh, and I loved Yaakov? I gotta stop. I'm gonna stop, family, because at some point I just got to drive home. Did we realize how Abba started this off and said, I loved you, Israel? I love you. Go in and show us why he loved us. Besides sending his son down to die for us, it's a multitude of ways that I'll show you that I love you. Have I not ever shown you that I loved you? Then it's us away. Never steps away from us. It's us and our wants and our opinions and what we believe and how we should think, have things. Don't stop and think that he loves us additionally. Never step away from us. Never Hallel, Satan, the devil. whisper in our ears and pull us away from Abba, to distract us from the love of Yahweh. We get distracted from the love of Yahweh. And I ask Abba Yah, why this now? Because I'm a little crazy like that, family. I like to ask questions. I don't just give me a lesson, Father. I want to know why you're giving me this lesson. Why now? Because we're going to need to love one another. We're going to need to love one another in these days and times. Well, let's follow how Abba is leading us. We're going through the patriarchs. And what are the patriarchs doing? They're showing us their frailty. They are going, each and every son is going through and showing us their life history and giving us their good and the bad. Giving us the good and the bad. But at the end, they all say, trust Yahweh. You know, in my youth, I did foolish things. But you know what? When I started to grow, I got a little older. I grew up. I matured. I understood that it's only Yahweh that I need, each and every patriarch, when you read them. And I was a fool in my youthful days. But as I got older, all I understood that all a human being needs, all someone needs, is to keep that relationship right with Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, to keep that right. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I know when I'm stepping to the side, I know when it's me stepping away from Abba Yah. Because he don't wait long. He's sending a little chastisement with the quickness. I had a dream earlier this week I shared with the manifestation and the love of Yahweh. You goofing up. You goofing up. You're not being that lion I asked you to be. You goofing up. As Brother Yahweh would say. But I have hated Esau and have laid waste his mountains and his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. If Adam says, we have been beaten down, let us return and build the ruins. Yahweh's host said thus, let them build, but I will tear down, and they shall be called border of wrongness, and the people against whom Yahweh is enraged forever. Hold up now. That don't sound like some New Testament teaching. So that means Yahweh can get enraged with people for the entire of their generation, forever. I believe what Scripture says. And why? Why is he like that towards Adam? Did to Israel. We read it before. Because they stood in the way when Israel was being persecuted and they would not help their brother. As those who are called by his name can fall in the same predicament. Now, brothers and sisters, in any way, and your eyes shall see and you shall say, great is Yahweh beyond the border of Yisra'ah. A son esteems his father, and a servant his master. And if I am father, where is my esteem? And if I am master, where is my fear? Of hosts to you priests who despise my name. What way have we despised your name? Presenting the fire food on my slaughter plate, but you ask, in what way have we defiled you? Because you say, the table of Yahweh is despicable. He's just saying that. I told you he's going to touch everything. The priest is saying that about Yahweh's table. Who the ones who's supposed to be setting the table for the people? when you present the blind as a slaughtering, and it's not is it not evil? And when you present the lame as a sick, is it not evil? Bring it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept your favorably, says Yahweh of hosts? But out last night, when we doing our job half-heartedly, but when we go to work, we give them 110%, but we give Abba half-heartedly. I thought he was going to step on some toes tonight. I'm sorry. And it started with mine. And now, no, I'm not sorry. I'm excuse me. I'm just reading the word of Yahweh. And now, entreat the face of El. Show favor to us. This has been done by your hands. Will he show favor to you, said Yahweh of hosts? Who among you shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my slaughter place? For not, I have no pleasure in you, said Yahweh of hosts, nor do I accept an offering from your hands. From the rising of the sun is going down. My name is great among nations, and in every place incense is presented to me, to my name, and a clean offering for my name is great among nations, said Yahweh of hosts. Y'all hear the contrast? You who supposed to be making my name great is not making my name great, but the Gentiles, the other nations, is. My name is great among them. We heard about you. Jericho heard about them. How many others heard about them? Had a reputation. Jacob had a reputation. We learned that Jacob had a reputation. Jonah. It is the ship going back and forth, the storm is raging. They're afraid for their lives. Everybody praying to their God. Jonah downstairs sleeping. Say, well, it ain't my God. It ain't my God. Who downstairs? Jonah down there. Go get him. I go get Jonah. Who you serve? I serve Yahweh. Oh, it's your fault. Overboard. Before we throw him overboard, though, let's pray and ask forgiveness of his God first. Do we see these stories, family, and understand them? Let's pray and ask forgiveness to his mighty one. My name great among the nations. So you're overboard because you know you did something against your God, your mighty one. So what was key to them? First of all, in our minds, in that time, we understand that your God had the power. Hey, well, I ain't messing with that, brother. Yahweh whispered in his ear, throw that man overboard. Say y'all lied. Keep him on there. Don't throw him overboard. Yahweh said, throw him overboard. Destroy everybody. Showed up and threw the man overboard, praying to Yahweh all along. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, God, the mighty one of Jonah. Water. We know the story. What happened? Peace. Immediately. Understood. The ones we praying to. I did. That's the one true mighty one. So Yahweh said, my name is great among the heathen. You proclaimed in my name, priest of Yahweh. But you are profaning me that you say the table of Yahweh is defiled and its fruit, its food is despicable. And you say, oh, what weariness. And listen to that. Oh, what weariness. And you sneered at it and said, Yahweh of hosts, brought in plunder and the lame and the sick. Thus you have brought in the offering. Shall I accept this from your hand, said Yahweh? Be the deceiver who has a male in his flock and make a vow but is slaughtering to Yahweh what is blemished. For I am a great sovereign, said Yahweh of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. A messenger, message, Israel, message two. And now, O you priests, and it's for you. If you do not hear, and if you do not take it to heart, to my name, said Yahweh of hosts, I shall send a curse upon you, and I shall curse you, your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them because you did not take it to heart. See, I shall rebuke your seed and scatter dung before your face, the dung of your festivals, and you shall be taken away with it. And you shall know that I have sent this command to you as being my covenant with Levi, said Yahweh of hosts. My covenant with him was life and peace, and I gave them to him to fear, and he feared me and put in awe of my name into our hearts. And now moms, children, and fathers, fathers and children, to the Torah of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found on his lips. He walked with me in shalom and straightness, and turned many away from crookedness. Turn away this crookedness. When somebody's trying to teach you some foolishness, oh my goodness, I love being down at University of Family, because I get the many conversations. And as we talked, me and my brother Harv yesterday, I said, I don't let them leave nothing. Echoing what my rabbi told me when I first came in, you direct the conversation. You lead the conversation. It's wisdom that Abba gives us when we jump in and say some things. We don't just jump in and tear things. We don't tear things down just like that anyway. We wait till, I say, all right, now speak, there's an opening. Now you get the conversation and you direct the conversation. You direct them to my word and the truth of my word. So they may be saying some things, they're quoting scripture, but they might not be quoting it right. And they may be quoting it right. You give them an amen to that. Amen. That's right, brother. But ain't no way in the world that Yahushua would have ever talked about the Veda. And excuse me, that was the conversation I had with a brother that's a more Samaritan yesterday, that he tried to think that Yahushua used the Veda and all of them. But I said, no, he didn't. No, that's not true there, my brother. I said, the Messiah that I know would have gave him Yeshayahu 8:20, Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not to the law in the testimonies, there is no light in them. See that my Yahushua, my master, would have spoke any other book. Oh, he would have spoke what his father gave him to speak. Probably would have did that in my mind. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Jesus would have did that. But Yahushua wouldn't have did that. You direct that conversation back to my Torah. Lead conversations. Don't let them just sit and speak. And you're complicit with it when you don't say nothing. You're agreeing to it when you don't open your mouth. And that's what the dream told me. You're being complicit. You're agreeing to a why, because you ain't open your mouth, Aria. You did not open your mouth. And I told you, you my mouthpiece. You open your mouth. And don't say nothing. And mouth. Thus saith Yahweh. In their life, as Gershon and Daniel would say. Seven, for the lips of the priest should guard knowledge from his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Knowledge, you got to go to the priest of Yahweh. For the lips of the priest should guard knowledge. Speak the Torah from his mouth, for he is the messenger. Way of armies, the way you have caused many to stumble in the Torah. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. You're not opening your mouth. You're not saying nothing. You're not speaking what thus saith Yahweh. We want friends and companions and people to like us too much. We don't want to be looked at as this fanatic. Excuse me, because I almost let a foul language out of my mouth. Thank you, Abba, for keeping my thought. Maybe we want that. We don't want. No, we're not going to be offensive with the word. If we don't supposed to be offensive, but if we just open up the word and read what thus saith Yahweh. It comes the other side with that. It may be offensive, but Brother Paul said it this way: have I become your enemy for I tell you the truth? And that we as believers shouldn't be that. That shouldn't be that way with believers. Those who call themselves Yisrael. Are we not all one Father? Did not one El create us? Why do we act treacherous against one another to profane the covenant of the fathers? Yahuda has acted treacherous. Abomination has been done in Israel, in Jerusalem, for Yahuda have profaned what is set apart to Yahweh. I have loved and has married the daughter of a fawn, which he have loved and has married the daughter of a fawn mighty one. Let Yahweh cut off from the tent of Yaakov the man who does this, stirring up, answering, and bringing an offering to Yahweh of hosts. And this you have done a second time. You covered the slaughter place of Yahweh with tears, with weeping and crying, because he no longer regards the offering nor receives it from your hand. And you said, why? Yahweh has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have acted treacherously. She is your companion and the wife of your covenant. Oh, Yahweh will touch everything. That's even for brothers out here that's treating their wives wrong. That's treating them with malice, not treating them with love and respect. That goes on both sides. Those wives, too, he look at y'all, too. He look at what y'all do, too. When you're not respecting the authority of that house that Abba gave you. So it's both sides. And did he not make one in the remnant of the spirit? And what is the one alone? He seeks a seed of Elohim. So you shall guard your spirit and let none act treacherously against the wife of his youth. For I hate divorce, said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and the one who covers his garment with cruelty, and said Yahweh of hosts, so you shall guard your spirit and do not act treacherously. I'm going to read that again. For I hate divorce, said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, the one who covers his garment with cruelty, said Yahweh of hosts, so you shall guard your spirit and do not act treacherously. You have worried Yahweh with your words, and you have said, what way have we worried him? And that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the eyes of Yahweh, and he is delighting in them. For where is the Elohim of right ruling? See, I am sending my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. then suddenly the master you are seeking comes to his temple. Hakel, if you're reading along, it just means temple, family. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, he is coming, said Yahweh of hosts. Everybody else can't wait for Yahushua to get back. I know I've been telling my brother, but I'm getting sick of the wickedness in this world, evilness in this world. It's bothering my spirit. I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone, those who can't wait till Yahushua come back. Just pray that I am right standing with him. And who is able to bear the day of his coming? And who is able to stand when he appears? For he is like the fire of a refiner and like the soap of lavender. And he shall sit as a refiner and as a cleanser of silver. And he shall cleanse the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver. And they shall belong to Yahweh, bringing near an offering in righteousness. Shall offering of Yehuda and Yerushalayim be pleasant to Yahweh, as in the days of old, as in former years. Excuse me. And I shall draw near to you for right ruling, and I shall be a swift witness against the practitioners of witchcraft, and against the adulterers, and against them that swear to falsehood, and against those who oppress the wage earners and the wages and widows and the fatherless, and those who turn away a sojourner and do not fear me, said Yahweh of hosts. For I am Yahweh, I shall not change. And you, O sons of Jacob, shall not come to an end. For the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my law, Baruch, and did not guard them. Turn back to me, and I shall turn back to you, said Yahweh of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we turn back? A man robbed Elohim? Yes, you are robbing me. But you said, in what have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering. You have cursed me with a curse, for you are robbing me, the nation, this nation, all of it. All the tithes into the storehouse, and let there be food in my house. Please prove me in this, says Yahweh of hosts, whether I do not open you the windows of heaven, and you shall pour out for your boundless blessings, and I shall rebuke the devourer for you, so that it does not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor does the vine fail to bear fruit for you, filled, said Yahweh of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a land of delight, said Yahweh of hosts. Your words have been strong against me, said Yahweh of hosts, but you have said, what have we spoken against you? You said, is it worthless to serve Yahweh? Excuse me. Worthless to serve Yahweh? And what did we gain when we guarded his charge and when we walked as mourners before Yahweh of hosts? I'm going to read that. I got to read it slow. Read that slow. I told Yahweh stepping on everybody toes tonight. The whole house of Israel is stepping on our toes. He want us right. He chasing those whom he loves, family. He chasing those whom he loves. You have said it is worthless to serve Elohim. And what did we gain when we guarded his charge and when we walked as mourners before Yahweh of hope? And now we are calling proud blessed. Not only are the doors of wrongness built up, but they also try Elohim and escape. That's it. Message. And now we are calling the proud blessed. Not only are the doors of the wrongness but built up, but they also try Elohim and escape. Then shall those who fear Yahweh speak to one another Yahweh listens and hears, and a book of remembrance be written before him of those who fear Yahweh and those who think upon his name. And they shall be mine, said Yahweh of hosts. And on the day that I prepare a treasure possession, and I shall spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him, shall again see the difference between the righteous and the wrong, between one who serves Elohim and one who does not serve him. No matter what, man, we look out there, we see the world prospering. But Yahweh said right here, 17 again, and they shall be mine, said Yahweh of hosts, on the day that I prepare a treasure possession, and I shall spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again see difference between the righteous and the wrong, between the one who serves Elohim and the one who does not serve him. James, poor family. That's chapter one more right there for that. For look, the day shall come burning like a furnace. All the proud, every wrongdoer shall be stubbled. The day that shall come shall burn them up, said Yahweh of hosts, which leaves to them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, the S-U-N, righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Shall go out, leap for joy like calves from the stall. And you shall trample the wrongdoers, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day that I do this, said Yahweh of armies. Excuse me, man. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb, for all Yisrael, laws, right ruling. Brother Shabbat brought that out last night when he talked about that when Moses was up on that mountain, and Yahweh said to Moses that they shall remember you, Moses, for all the generations. They should remember the words that I speak to you, Moses. So here in Malachi, he's telling us to go back to Horeb. Remember what I gave you, that y'all should listen to Moses forever. Not when we feel ready, forever. See, I am sending you Eliyahu, prophet, the coming of the great and awesome day, Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come, strike the earth with utter destruction. Amen. Amen. Again, the heart of the fathers to the children, and the children's heart to the fathers. Think about the whole book now. Well, everything we just read through, Abba brought us to this one, to this lesson, to this verse at the end. Think about the entire message that he gave Malachi in this book. I got to do another great thing in y'all, Israel. Because y'all done got so out of whack. The priests ain't loving the people ain't loving the priests. That's how out of whack y'all got. I got to send the spirit of Eliyahu upon y'all, and the hearts of the fathers and the hearts of the children back to one another, so we can be this one cohesive body, not this body with these splinters in it. This one cohesive body. So I got to go through all this. I got to put all the credentials out on the table. Show y'all what y'all not doing. Show y'all what y'all doing. Show y'all how far y'all gone from me. Y'all back. Just to turn us back to loving one another. Message. My messenger. One more scripture, family. And that's in Matityahu, Matthew. Matityahu 3. I'm going to start at 13 and read to 15. That is Matthew's 13 to 15 for those who take a note. Then Yahushua came from Galilee to Yochanan, to Yadin, to be immersed by him. But Yochanan was hindering him, saying, I need to be immersed by you. To me? But Yahushua said to him, "Fit it now, for thus it's fitting for us to feel righteousness." He permitted him. But the thought of that verse, those three verses, it is fitting for us to fulfill, as the King James says it, to fulfill all righteousness, to do righteous, to do what righteous, whatever Abba says, to do all righteousness, not some, not half, but all righteousness, to the best of our ability, what we know to do. And that is the end of my blog talk tonight, family. Prayfully, I thank Abba Yah that we got something out of that, and Abba Yah can build on that for us. Let me close out with the benediction and thanking Abba Yah for just allowing me to be used. Blessed are you, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoda Abba Yah once again. Abba Yah, ask that you cover me, Father, that you forgive me for my sins. Abba Yah, that you forgive all Beth Yahweh for their sins, Father, the known ones and the unknown ones, Father, that you forgive Yisrael, Father Yah, for their sins, Father, the known ones and the unknown ones, Father, that you give us an opportunity to repent, Father. When we know we have sinned against you, Father, all we want is an opportunity to repent for our wrongdoing, Father, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, ask all these things in your holy and precious Son name, Yahushua. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
Yes, these bones will live. Can these dry I will speak life, I will speak life. Can these dry bones live? Yes.
Heavenly voices, speak to me. Heavenly voices.